USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
8 days after the death of George Floyd, while in Minneapolis police custody, protests last night in cities around the country stayed largely peaceful. This is the sound of protesters outside Trump Tower in New York City last evening. There were stricter curfews in many cities and still less rioting than in previous nights. President Trump says he will move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina, to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention can be held. That after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again last night that he can't guarantee the August event plan for Charlotte would be at full capacity because of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Wall Street's been higher today in morning trading despite a poor ADP private payrolls jobs report released this morning. It revealed 2.76 million additional American workers lost their jobs because of the virus in May. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, says violent protests in response to George Floyd's death are pushing the U.S. further and further away from progress.
This selfish violence takes us farther away from any national healing or forward progress. It does not bring positive change any closer. It simply pushes it farther away.
McConnell speaking at a Senate session yesterday addressing the long Congress to-do list, which addresses not just the violent nationwide protests, but also working on the CARES Act and reopening the United States after the coronavirus pandemic. He says there is plenty of work to do, and they still have items on the agenda from long before the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Scott Peterson has been on California's death row at San Quentin Prison since 2005 after being found guilty for the 2004 murder of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn son. Now lawyers for Peterson want his death sentence overturned. During a virtual hearing before the California Supreme Court, attorneys argued that media coverage tainted the original jury. A lawyer for the prosecution arguing, though, that the case was very clear.
There is no contention in this appeal that quantum of evidence was legally insufficient, because it wasn't.
Ferguson, Missouri has its first black mayor. Voters yesterday electing city council member Ella Jones, who will also become the city's first woman mayor. Jones' election coming nearly 6 years after the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown, at a time now when the country is seeing protests over the police killing of another black man. Brown died in a violent confrontation with a white police officer in Ferguson, and his death triggered demonstrations that turned violent and helped solidify the so-called Black Lives Matter movement. AMC Theaters expecting to post a first quarter loss as high as $2.4 billion. The world's biggest movie theater chain saying that the loss is due in part to shutting down all of its theaters in March because of the coronavirus pandemic. AMC is owned by Chinese conglomerate Dalian Wanda Group. It's furloughed or laid off more than 26,000 workers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.